This morning, we are going to read from the New Testament. First book of the New Testament is Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. I'll read from New American Standard Bible, NASB. Verse 25. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. And yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is Matthew's recording of Jesus' first major series of several subjects regarding the kingdom of God. Both John the Baptist and Jesus, they began their respective earthly ministries with this proclamation: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or very near. Repentance and the coming kingdom of God. Both subjects are fulfilled when Jesus arrived on the scene. John the Baptist was just a forerunner, prophesied by a few Old Testament prophets. He came first to prepare the way for the hearts of the Jews to receive gladly the prophesied Messiah as their king, not earthly king like Jewish king or Roman emperor, but king of the world of God, messianic kingdom. Eventually, as prophet Isaiah prophesied, the whole world will be full of God's glory and honor, and full knowledge of God will prevail when time comes. Such is the kingdom of God prophesied, and it has begun its fulfillment in the arrival of Jesus of Nazareth and John the Baptist, just about 6 months older than Jesus of Nazareth. He spoke his first proclamation to the depressed Jews in Palestine, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God, messianic kingdom, prophesied, long-awaited kingdom has finally come very close by." When he saw Jesus walking along the Jordan River, he pointed to Jesus by saying, "Look at the Lamb of God who took upon himself the sin of the world. It is indeed Son of David," the honorable title given to future Messiah. John the Baptist publicly said, "Jesus of Nazareth, his cousin, is indeed Messiah." Now Jesus, he himself called 12 disciples to himself, and the crowds began to flocking into him, listening to his powerful message. And the Apostle Matthew collected few series of various subjects regarding kingdom of God proclaimed by Jesus in his early public ministry in Galilee. And here, Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7. Matthew collected all those first series of messages by Jesus. And we are in the early part of that series. And Jesus, from chapter 6, verse 25 through all the way verse 34, made very clear, verse 33, "Seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness. Prioritize the way you are seeking in your whole life. This is what you need for your eternal life in the kingdom of God, or in messianic kingdom." Jewish people, from their acquaintance with Old Testament prophets and Moses' laws and Psalms and literature, the God's kingdom will come, and God's kingdom will be established on earth where God is Jewish God, and all pagans and Gentiles will flock into Jerusalem to worship, to learn from Jews their God. Where God in heaven rules all inhabitants in his kingdom. So God will be the only ruler of their life in that kingdom. Until then, both the Jews and the Gentiles, they have to live their daily grinding life on earth to sustain their normal daily life and its activities. They've got to nourish their physical life. And Jesus never denied such fact to sustain their earthly physical normal life. Both the children of God and the Gentiles, they need to feed their body. To nourish their body by drinking and to put clothing to protect their body. Food, drink, and clothes. That's their necessary things to survive on earth. Both the Gentiles and the Jews. And Jesus never denied such important fact. Yet, there are another fact they should not overlook. And Jesus says, the Father in heaven knows your Jews need food, drink, and clothing to survive. But on top of that, Heavenly Father had special concern for you, your spiritual life, your eternal life, your life in His kingdom, where only chosen people will inhabit. All human beings on earth, they will need food, drink, clothing. But not all of human beings on earth will enter into kingdom of God, will have eternal life with Heavenly Father. Only few chosen ones enter into His kingdom. Who are they? Those who put their first priority in seeking God's kingdom. What kind of kingdom? Righteous kingdom. Why? God's rule prevails. What kind of God? Righteous God. So, righteous kingdom of God is chosen one's final destination when their body and soul will be purely, totally glorified. Until then, while they live in their earthly life, in their mind, they must put their life priorities first. They must seek the coming kingdom of God, where God the Father's will rules everywhere. What kind of will? Righteous will. So that is seeking His righteous kingdom. How to seek His righteous kingdom? Put God the Father's will in our daily life's decision, or future plan, or today's decision making has to be determined by Heavenly Father's will. Only His children, chosen one, like disciples of Jesus Christ, are seeking Father's will, His rule, in all aspects of their life. Not in just a few hours in Sabbath days sacrifice hour. Or New Testament times, few hours in Lord's days, worship hours. No. Whether they are awake or asleep, through their whole life since their birth on, the will of God, Heavenly Father's will, must rule in their whole lifetime. That's what Jesus says. Seek first. Jesus never denies their physical need in their lifetime on earth. Food, drink, and clothes. But such need has to be superseded by spiritual need, where eternal life is guaranteed. And Jesus says, righteous Heavenly Father's kingdom, where His righteous will rule in everything. That kingdom, that righteousness, that will has to be your foremost important thing to seek in your whole earthly life. When we get into heaven, naturally we seek Heavenly Father's righteousness because we are living in His kingdom. Only in our spirit though, until His second advent. But on earth, we are under Satanic influence through persecutions or temptations. We are going through from time to time such dangerous trials where our faith would be tested again and again. As a human being, grown-up human being, who experienced such temptations and difficulties through his life, Jesus commands and proclaims that you must seek your spiritual priority first, that is, righteous Heavenly Father's kingdom, where His will is foremost important. Not our will is the first priority. Heavenly Father's will. No wonder Jesus considers those who participate in seeking first Heavenly Father's will in their all activities. You are my family. Who are my fathers, my mothers, my brothers and my sisters, those who know the will of the Father in heaven and do the will of the Heavenly Father. See? That is what Jesus made very clear at the outset of His earthly public ministry. Seek first your spiritual priority. That is, seeking Heavenly Father's will, righteous will, in every, all aspects of your earthly life. Which way we pursue our all efforts, put all our energy, time, and Jesus made very clear and easy for us to choose. Seek first the righteous kingdom of God, where Father's will prevail, permeate every and all aspects of our life. No wonder Jesus put this foremost important thing for his disciples to seek after in their earthly life. Because their physical need, food, drink, clothing, will be added to true children of God. Because Heavenly Father's will covers His children's physical need. At the same time, Heavenly Father wants, even commands His children to seek not their physical needs first, has to be aside for their spiritual need, seeking Heavenly Father's will. That will make Father pleased with them, have delight with them, as Jesus did exactly like that regarding His Heavenly Father, about His will and His righteousness. Verse 34, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. What does it mean? When you put your all efforts and energy into seeking, permeating your life decision, Father's will in your daily grinding activity, then all one day's troubles will be subdued. Jesus did not say will disappear, will be subdued, handled, managed by Heavenly Father. When we seek Heavenly Father's will, Heavenly Father will take care of our earthly need. That's what Jesus said. Earthly needs will be taken care of, added to your spiritual fulfillment. Your spiritual need will be fulfilled by your obedience, by Heavenly Father, and your physical need will be also well satisfied by your Heavenly Father. All creatures, significant or insignificant, all of them are taken care of by Heavenly Father. Then how much more you are important to Him? Then how much more He would care about your physical need? So let the Father, so to speak, worry about your physical life. Let your spirit focus on today's definite, limited time life with what? Seeking His will. Then it will be easy for us to make all life decisions in the light of what would Heavenly Father will. What would Jesus would do it in my shoes. It is simple, but only truly converted, penitent would exercise such proper priorities. May God give us proper priority, so that we may focus on seeking always Father's will, so that our daily worries will turn to our heartfelt prayer with thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father. The worry would not invade, occupy our heart. Rather, our heart is filled with gratitude and prayers, as Apostle Paul commands to Philippian church members. In everything, do not worry. Instead of worry, with thanksgiving, let your Father know your need, because each day will bring its own trouble. But we have means to turn such trouble to Heavenly Father's care, not our own care. Our only care is, with thankful heart, put such daily trouble into prayer. Thankful prayer. That is one way to seek His kingdom, righteous kingdom. We live only today. When tomorrow will come, it will bring more trouble, yet we will seek His kingdom by thankful prayer, so that He will take care of our physical need while we seek His blessed spiritual messianic kingdom. That is true life of true penitent, blessed, chosen life of God's kingdom. Amen.